You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Thursday, welcome to All Marine Radio. Hope you're having a good morning so far. I'm having a busy week. And so today, you'll hear Lynch, Kenny, Cosentini. And which we recorded yesterday because I'm actually right now at Camp Pendleton. Doing post-traumatic winning. So, yeah. So, the schedule is I get up at about 5 and then I get out of my house about 5:45 at the latest. Get down to Camp Pendleton at 6:30. Do post-traumatic winning from about 7 to about 9:30. And then hang out and talk to anybody who wants to talk. Head back home at around 10, get here around 10:45 or 11, something like that. Record something, hopefully, like I did yesterday. And then head back down to Camp Pendleton at about 3:30, 3:45. Get there about... You know what I just noticed? At the end of Welcome to My House, he doesn't go anymore. What happened? Inquiring minds want to know what happened. So anyway, I then do post-traumatic winning from 5 to 7, and then... hang out afterwards, 5 to 7:30, and then hang out afterwards and talk, and then come home. Get home about 9 o'clock. So that's the schedule. And do it one more day tomorrow, and then tomorrow's the last day. So so it's been interesting. It's been an interesting week. 1-4 had a memorial service today for a Marine who committed suicide just before their last at sea period. And then on Friday, they'll have the memorial service for their Marines that were lost in the Amtrak accident. So they're a busy group, and then also on Friday they go on leave. So yeah, they're busy group, but they've taken time, very graciously to listen to Post-Traumatic Winning, and it's interesting. A lot of times you could tell, people want to talk to you. Had a staff sergeant come up and talk to me about his wife is actually they were at the concert in Las Vegas that turned into that mass shooting. And his wife is getting her PhD in some form of mental health. And I think with an emphasis on PTSD of some sort. So anyway, it's just interesting. All the different people you meet, what they're doing, got a chance to meet First Sergeant, Master Sergeant tonight, talk to them. Just great guys and committed leaders and really thankful that Post-Traumatic Winning, their guys are going to get to see it. Because, it's, I think that trying to get people to open their eyes to what it is to live through difficult times, it's it helps when it's an ensemble. It's kind of like parenting. You tell your kids and you talk to your kids and you do all the things that you do, but it really helps when your kids, like for me, it was very helpful that Kim, my sons worked for Kim. So ultimately the stuff that I emphasized about hard work and respect and all those things are the things that he emphasized to them when they went down to work for him. So, different voice, same song though. And so I think this is very much the same thing. So then when I show up and I say the things that these guys have been saying, I think, the Marines look and they're like, yeah, this is what our first sergeant has been talking about, or this is what our master sergeant's been talking about. So it's very cool experience. And for me, this is 27 years ago is how, an accident is, one of the events in my life. And so, I don't know, I felt a little bit of a special kinship because they're going through the same thing. So, but it's very interesting. I mean, and it's been hot in Southern California, and the gymnasium is warm, and yet, I mean, they're attentive through the whole thing. Whole thing is over 2 hours, and so it's interesting. They want to learn, and I think what really resonates with them is that this comes from their culture. This comes from other Marines. That it's not PhD stuff. That it's geared to them as consumers, as Marines, and it speaks their language. So it really makes me happy to see the way they respond to it. And you'll see them, during the presentation, you'll see them sitting there, nod their head. And so, anyway, so it's just been for me personally, it's just been a great experience to be able to share what is this growing body of, wisdom that comes out of Marines. And be able to share it with them and hopefully get them further down the path to understanding what it is to live not only a good life, but a great life after trauma comes into your life. And I think I said yesterday, I mean, sadly, this is not going to be the last time it happens to you. And so, you have to learn these rules, and these rules have been written in blood, most of them, especially I had a first sergeant talk to me about the ninth commandment, which is you got to quit drinking if you struggle with trauma. And he said, that's a big one. He said, it's huge. He said, I'm glad the way you hammered that. I said, well, it's really the story of our culture. The Marine Corps born in a bar you know, join the Marine Corps, see the world. That's code for we're going to go get drunk in all these foreign cities you've heard about. And, yeah, we're going to go do that. And so, so off we go. And that's what that means. So I mean, it's really cool to have those conversations with them. And, and hopefully in some way, shape, or form, the biggest thing that young Marines get out of this and really anybody who watches it, that they can see that no shit, there's a path that I can walk. And that path comes from other Marines. And so it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And it's legitimate. It's real. It's there. And so to me, I think the more I do this, the more that becomes more and more important. And it's the restoration of hope, or maybe installing hope for the first time. Because I certainly think you have a choice. If you attempt to do the endurance thing, which is I hunker down and I don't talk about it and I medicate myself and then I try to get through it. I mean, good luck. That's tough, but there's another path. And so to me, what I feel good about is that, you know, if you're halfway paying attention, you're going to leave there knowing that there's a fourth path. It's legit. And you not only can you go there, but you can go there. You can take other people and be their guide to go to that thing as well. So it's pretty exciting stuff. And I just want to thank anybody who's been associated with you know, the privilege of going down there and talking to these Marines and helping them. It's been for me. It's been. You know, again, this work is the most rewarding work I'll say I've ever done in my life, but it's certainly as rewarding as the best work I've ever done in my life, and I would consider that some of the stuff I've done in Iraq and Afghanistan, the work that I found most meaningful in my life, and this is right up there with them, where you're truly making a difference. So anyway, good morning to you on this Thursday. We're going to talk leadership. It's been interesting for me that I got a lot of feedback. We talked about death, I don't know, a few weeks ago. And the feedback I got after our discussion was pretty impressive. And so I think that every once in a while, you know, we'll do that kind of stuff. You know, and so today is another installment in that. And so we're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about leaders that impacted us, and we'll go around the horn, I don't know, two or three times. We'll talk about books that have impacted us, that we, you know, that books that we learned a lot about, we think we learned a lot about leadership in or by reading. And then we'll talk about one military guy and one civilian guy or girl that you've learned a lot from in your life. And so you'll get to hear the boys wax eloquent about that. And they do. We recorded it yesterday. So I think you'll enjoy it. So we'll do that. But the United States Marine Corps Band makes this morning official. Good morning to you. We'll be right back. yesterday I spent a bunch of time with Marines from H&S Company and Bravo Company 1-4. So it was an honor to be in their presence, and this is dedicated to those two companies of Marines from 1st Battalion of the 4th Marine Regiment.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country, we care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
We'll check the weather. It's a little earlier than I normally do the weather. So we'll see if we can check the highs for the places that we talk about around the country. Looking for a high in Quantico. Looking for a high of 84 degrees with partly sunny clouds. Down the coast at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune on the banks of the Atlantic Ocean. Looking for a high of 82 with thunderstorms, 60% chance. At Marine Corps Base 29 Palms, California. The Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center, as it's known. Looking for a high of 111 with mostly sunny skies. Yeah, you got that to look forward to. Marine Corps Base Camp Pendleton, looking for a high of 90 degrees on Thursday. I wish it would cool off. Yeah, seriously. enough of this 90s shit. In Hawaii, Marine Corps Base Camp Smith, looking for a mix of clouds and sun and a high of 83. Bear with me. In Okinawa, looking for mostly clouds and 91 degrees on Thursday. And as we go kind of around the corner of the globe and into Afghanistan, specifically Lashkar Gah, the provincial capital of the Helmand province. On Thursday, we're looking at a high of 105 with sunny skies. And in, I don't even know how to describe Ramadi, in the provincial capital of the Al Anbar province, Ramadi, it's been pretty warm there. But on Thursday, looking for 109 degrees under sunny skies. Yeah, so they got that going for you. At the home of All Marine Radio, the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California. That's what I'm talking about. Looking for a high of 86 degrees on Thursday with sunny skies. And it'll say 86 on Friday, 86 Saturday, drop down to 83 on Sunday. So warm weather here. Well, it's actually pretty seasonal, right? It's been unseasonably cool the last month. So, yeah, temperature's more normal here lately. So we'll take a break when we come back. Tim Lynch, Jeff Kenny, and Will Costantini will join me, and we're just going to have a discussion about leadership. We go around the horn three different times talking about, you know, leadership lessons we learned and the people that taught them to us. I think you'll find that interesting. And then books on leadership that, you know, that we hold as special. And then finally, I think the last thing we talk about is one military person and one civilian that influenced you as a leader. So you'll hear all of that. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good. But I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good,
but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.